man. I gotta stop drinking soda, Tyler.
Well, this isn't soda, Sam.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking Olipop.
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of Olipop?
Mm-mm.
Olipop is a new type of soda. Instead of unhealthy additives and hard-to-pronounce chemicals, each can is packed with 9 grams of fiber, just 35 calories, and between 2 to 5 grams of sugar. Olipop is formulated with a proprietary formula of plant-based prebiotics that are scientifically proven to bolster digestive health.
You're joking.
Not joking. You can save 15% on your order with using our code, which is HERDSODA, which is H-E-R-D-S-O-D-A, at drinkolipop.com.
What are y'all waiting for?
Click the link down below and save 15% on your order at drinkolipop.com.
Sunda.
So yeah, welcome
sunda,
back.
Sunda.
To have you heard
sunda.
About sunda, animals. I don't know how to say this word.
Sunda Kalugo edition.
Is that how you say it? Sunda Kalugo? Yeah, Sunda.
I mean, you trusted me on the Mark Hoare thing, so I don't know. You might want to look it up.
Yeah, I'm whale poop.
A Sunda Kalugo, a.k.a. the flying lemur, even though it is not a lemur in the slightest.
Fun fact, a group of these things are called skin wings, and I don't like it.
I do not like that at all. That is my least favorite. Just trust Tyler to tell me this info. He could be making it up this entire time, and I wouldn't know.
Hold on. Let me look up this. Hold up. Okay, we're just going to go with a conspiracy, because technically it's a lemur, but technically not. So we're going to go with a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy of Sunda Kalugos.
A conspiracy. All right. Well, in that case.
Here's what one sounds like.
Yeah, so they're called flying lemurs, but they're not lemurs. They're like weird little, they kind of remind me of sugar gliders, truthfully.
Yeah.
They do be flying, and by flying, we mean gliding, so.
Yep, and their population size currently is unknown. They do live quite a while.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
They are of least concern.
Yeah, they're not worried about it. These guys repopulate nobody's business.
They live in Southeast Asia in the tropical foresty regions because they like to glide.
They like moist forests.
Nice and dump.
They live almost to 18 years old, and their diet is eating soft plants, fruits, flowers, buds, nectar, sap, and young leaves.
They are 13 to 17 inches big, which I guess that sounds like a pretty standard size for a glider. I will say that I learned that their skeleton is lighter than that of a squirrel's.
Whoa.
And specifically, their bodies, the evolutionary reason is so that they can glide further. So they make their skeleton super light.
This would make sense, and it also makes sense why they're poopy pollinators. I don't think I'm ever going to get over that.
I love a good poopy pollinator.
Flying lemur's name is misleading because they're not a lemur or cannot truly fly, like Sam said, so I'm concerned on who kept on naming these things. But this species was previously classified and linked with insectivores, bats, and primates, which is pretty interesting in my opinion.
They do kind of look like a little combo of all of them.
Yeah, they do. And that
they
might
have the
be
face
why,
of a lemur.
Well, that might be why they're so light, is because, you know, they might be, what was that word that we talked about? The
bee pollinators?
No, it's the one where they all developed or evolved at the same time or in the same way because of certain, I can't remember the word, was it? It was in the previous episodes that we did. Collective
evolutionary markers?
Oh, collective evolution or something like
that. Okay.
It's where they all face, why they all look like the same thing, but they're not actually related kind of thing.
And that's why dogs look like a million different animals, whatever you call them.
Yep. They are skilled climbers, but they are helpless on the ground. So if they're on the ground, useless. They're going to die.
Absolutely useless. Real quick, can you just kind of give us some good news?
I think I can. Here it goes.
Have you heard the good news? With Tyler and Sam.
The air is getting cleaner. In the U.S., Europe, and even China, that's not a jab at China, especially in China, you're able to breathe easier with the years passing. Fine particulate matter pollution has fallen by 41% since 1990 in the U.S., saving almost 400,000 lives a year from lung cancer. European clean air laws are now saving 700,000 years, 700,000 lives, not 700,000 years. So 58,000 people a month in the same time frame. And China is soaking up its smog so fast by planting Belgium-sized amount of forest every year. So China is planting.
Putting in work.
They're putting in work. That is.
We should take notes. Personally, well,
China has achieved the same percentage of the U.S. in 10 years instead of 30.
They know what they're doing. Sorry, y'all. Go ahead and just put that little dolphin noise.
Bleep it out. Yeah, the dolphin noise, you know. But anyways.
Sorry, now we know how I really feel.
Back to the show.
I only have two more facts.
Okay.
One, they can glide up to 200 meters. And God. Since I was raised in America, I don't know how far that is.
600 feet.
That's actually pretty good. That's further than a football field, right? So yeah, 600, that's like two football fields.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty far. That's really far. Wow. And my other fact is that their teeth look like tiny little cones.
Speaking of teeth, they have 34 of them.
And they look like cones.
Little tiny cones.
Comb.
Like a comb.
C-O-M-B.
I can't spell.
Can't speak either.
Wow. Let me make sure I got all my facts out of the way. Oh, interesting. So, these little fellas raise their young like marsupials. While they are mammals, they look after their young in a pouch like marsupials do. Their mother creates a pouch using her flying membranes, that sounds disgusting, which the baby stays in for the first 6 months of its life. They have excellent eyesight. They are nocturnal. They have to be able to see very well at night. I mean, how big their eyes are, I hope they would. And they can be found in coconut, banana, and rubber plantations. They are at risk for habitat destruction, but the Philippines is doing their best to make sure that their habitat does not get destroyed any further. But as I said, this is a pretty cool animal, and that's all I have on them.
Oh, and there you have the Sunda Kalugo.
The flying
lemur. Possibly pronounced incorrectly.
Possibly. Knowing our luck, yes.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Later.
Have You Heard About Animals is an educational podcast where we teach the importance of animals and human relationships. Sam and I have worked hard to create something that everyone can enjoy. So with that, please leave us a 5-star review, a review, and what you think about the podcast. Have You Heard About Animals was created by Sam Splash and Tyler. All music is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sam Splash Records. Artwork is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sin Elric. Editing was done by Hugo.